And that was Haydn's third piano sonata in D by the London Symphony Orchestra, along with Kiss the Girl and the sound of a runaway steam locomotive leveling a shoe factory. You're listening to WHMT, the only radio station that, after losing an extended intellectual property battle, plays the best classical hits at the same time as Disney movie soundtracks and sound effects compilations from the black and white films of the 1930s. Coming up, Brandenburg Concerto No. 3, played simultaneously with Into the Unknown and Gears of a Giant Clock Tower being drenched in jam. Stay tuned. Ugh, I am sorry you had to hear that. I double booked myself today. Allow me to shake off that tedious accent. You know, some people describe that station as virtually unlistenable. Well, boy, do I have something to put that in perspective. Namely, the 6th anniversary of our humble and not at all real production. And we will not disappoint to any greater degree than we have already disappointed in the past. So, sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 6 years ago, and I know that with confidence because this is an anniversary episode.
Arnold, I just arrived just in time for the podcast. I just came from the most wonderful event. We did an escape jewel.
You did an escape jewel?
Yes. Yes, me and a group of friends were all trapped inside a jewel together, and you had to solve the clues to escape.
Well, but you said this is the 6th anniversary episode of this podcast.
Yes. Who cares? I was trapped inside this jewel with my friends. They were new friends because I didn't have anyone to go with me. But I got assigned some friends, and we had to solve clues together. And they worked together, and I shouted out ideas, which they often overlooked. But I think in the long run, it pointed them in the correct direction.
Sounds like the podcast.
What? And Arnie, hey, guess what?
What?
You know how it's our 6th anniversary?
Yeah.
I just realized if you take a 6 and turn it upside down and then put that next to another 6, it looks like two sperm sucking each other's dicks.
I cannot imagine a better 1-minute encapsulation of everything this podcast is. Yusimar, who are these new friends you were assigned?
It was just a bunch of gnomes. I came to the escape jewel event. And they said, are your friends with you? And I said, no, they aren't. So they just conjured some gnomes and they became my friends.
Well, dear listener, 6 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift. And I used that to upload 6 years of a podcast. When I say it like that, it sounds not great. Chronicling 6 years of this podcast, trying to defeat the Dark Lord.
We should do a bullet point list of everything we've accomplished in 6 years.
Okay. Started a podcast.
Started a podcast.
My arm turned to obsidian for a while.
Yes. Yeah. Accidentally killed a bunch of people.
Right.
Blew up Hog's face.
We lived on Earth in the 1980s for a couple of weeks.
That can't be right.
No, it is.
Okay. And that's it.
That's it.
Wow.
Yeah, I guess that's about it.
What a run. Do you think we do too much?
Too much stuff?
Yeah.
I mean, sentence to sentence, yes. But, like, plot-wise?
That's fair.
That's a fair assessment. I think we should be more proactive. Very soon, we shall defeat the Dark Lord. No more hemming and hawing. And that is why we're here, at the Council of Wizards, where we shall meet and put our minds together in the hopes that a final reckoning shall come to that evil wizard.
Arnie, we're going to be neck deep in Zards.
Oh, it's going to be Zards everywhere.
Hey, did I ever tell you that I can actually shapeshift into a wizard? I call myself Chizzard. I'm just kidding. That'd be too much.
That would be.
I don't know. I wouldn't mind seeing that.
Arnie, you want to see Chizzard?
Sure. I mean, if I say no, I'm definitely going to see him.
Okay, let me try. Shit.
Yeah, he's a shit.
I just made the top of my head pointy. And I shit. Thanks, Arnie. Yes, and I shit.
Yes, and I shit.
Now, that 4 seconds to me was the perfect encapsulation of the podcast
yes,
so far.
Exactly. Okay, look, I was hoping we could do like a really introspective 6-year anniversary, but how often do these wizard councils happen, Usidor?
Well, there have been different wizards meeting in the past, but this is the first official of the new Wizards Guild formed by... my beloved Genlevia.
Aww.
Yeah.
Your pupils turn into little hearts and they're beating.
Oh, yes, and this one big, huge drop of sweat going down my forehead. Oh, no.
Are you a little bit nervous?
Yes, I am a little bit nervous. I don't know if you've noticed.
Probably not.
Sometimes Genlevia and I don't always get along.
Mm-hmm.
And other times we get along famously.
Mm-hmm.
And then other times I turn into a great giant elephant. And I crash down her door, and I say, and then she turns into a gigantic squid, and we wrestle all night long.
That doesn't...
Wow, the elephant and the squid. Arnie, isn't that one of your favorite Earth movies?
Yes. It's not uncommon for people on Earth to have a sexual role play called Elephant and the Squid, otherwise known as Doing a Jeff Daniels.
Oh, that's another thing we did. We created Bangin' Buds, and then someone drew that picture of Anya and Chunt when Chunt was a squid.
Oh, yeah.
So that's another thing we accomplished.
We accomplished that. Well, someone else did it, really.
So, Usidor, we're at this big, cool wizard event. Are we gonna meet any the wizards here?
Yes, follow me. We'll go to the Great Hall right now.
Yeah, Arnie and I just have guest passes. You have the full laminated shebang.
I know. Mine says Arnie, Earth Human, and Chunt, yours says Chunt. Talking badger / shapeshifter, which is very convenient bit of exposition for me just reading your badge.
Yes, my badge does say that. And you just shit your pants.
Oh, yes, and I shit.
Look, if you're going to hang out with a wizard, get your fucking act together.
Okay, yes, okay. Yes, sir. Usidor, is it all right that I am recording at this event?
Yes, nobody cares about that. What do we care about? Is having a moment where we all use our minds and our powers to come to some great confluence of thought that will allow us to finally defeat our great enemy, the Dark Lord. So follow me to the Great Hall, where we all shall meet very soon. Here, watch as I burst open the two giant doors. Oh.
Whoa, Usidor, what's this little green chicken? Oh, that shade of green looks familiar, and that chicken is staring daggers at you, Usidor.
Little green chicken. You chicken, name yourself, or prepare to face the wrath of Usidor.
Name yourself?
Wait, what if he already has a name? Should he rename himself? You're asking a lot of this chicken.
Shut up. Listen to me now, chicken. I am Usidor, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiangalak, the dwarves know me as Zonin and Hookstanges, and I am known in the northeast as Gasmanius Maystar. And lo, to some fowls such as thee, I would surely bring death and destruction in a form you could ne'er imagine.
Oh, sorry, Usidor, the chicken has a lanyard around its neck. Its name is Spint Axe?
What?
That's a dumb name.
Chunt, run those two names together.
Taxpin?
Speed and Axe?
Oh my, you're so stupid. The both of you are just so stupid. Yeah.
And yet stupid in subtly different ways. That's what I like about us.
It's Spintax, my old frenemy.
Whoa. I forgot you're a frenemy with a chicken.
No, he's not a...
Whoa, the chicken just laid a hand that's giving a middle finger.
Okay.
Wow. That's wild and so cool. Spintax is the coolest.
It's not cool.
Spintax.
It's not cool.
Spintax.
All right.
I've never seen somebody do that. That's the coolest fucking thing I've ever seen.
I don't know if this chicken is actually Spintax or if he just put a fucking chicken in here to make me look like an idiot.
Look behind you, dipshit.
God damn it. You.
Give me back my lanyard, chicken. Thanks for holding it, bud.
You dressed a chicken at yourself to make me look like a fool?
No, I used it as a hook to hold my lanyard.
Oh, the old chicken hook.
You got magic, man. Why did you just put your badge on a chicken?
I don't know. It wasn't doing anything. I like to make the chicken feel useful. What are you guys doing here? You're not wizards.
They're here as my two guests, my very important guests on this quest that we're all on together to defeat evil in all of its forms.
I didn't know we had plus ones for this. I could have bought some buds.
Oh, I bought some buds when I was doing the escape jewel. It's just 2 pieces of gold for each gnome.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've got plenty of gold.
You have plenty of gold?
Tons of it.
I thought you were trapped on Earth.
I've been here for a year.
A year?
I've been back in Foon for a year.
Yeah, now you just got a bunch of gold again? How did you do that?
I've just been sort of going over the places where I've already been before and getting all the coins that I missed before. I remember every time I saw a gold coin, and then I went back to those same sort of levels and found them again, and I've collected them all.
You're a completist. Yeah.
We should do that more often. And I'm saying, guys, we should also do more speed runs.
Speed runs?
Yeah.
Runs?
Ugh. Yeah, I don't think you're going to get Ani to do a run at all. Maybe like a slow crawl?
Yeah, maybe, Chunt, if you turned into a horse, you could take him along.
Oh, good idea. You're the greatest, Spintax.
Spintax, it's good to see you. It's been a while. I still need to catch up on your spinoff, which is why I didn't know that you were back in Foon.
Yes, it was a success. I used my podcast, which apparently was the best. I believe it was the best podcast ever made. They haven't asked me to make more, so apparently it was completed. It was done. I haven't heard anything more about it, and it was so valuable that they erected a paywall around it so that no one could get to it unless they had proven themselves of equal value to my podcast.
Well, it seems like a worthy investment of your time and money.
It's like sometimes the most precious and powerful weapons are placed in a dungeon deep at the bottom of the world so that only the most dedicated listener can get to it.
Yeah, that's how it felt.
So now you're here, and I suppose you have some harebrained scheme that thinks you're going to help defeat the Dark Lord, because I am here to tell you, I have found an artifact. An artifact that the Dark Lord desperately desires.
So you've got the harebrained scheme covered. Great. No, I didn't bring one. I'm just here to hang out.
Oh.
I'm taking this more like a reunion.
Great. Well, what have you done so far? You having fun?
Yeah, I gave my lanyard to this chicken, and I went and used the bathroom. I had a couple of drinks.
Oh, all right. Well, speaking of drinks, is there anyone here who can bring us some drinks? Yes, you, boy. I see you there in the corner.
What's up?
6 flagons of ale.
Okay.
6 flagons. Makes me think of my grandpa. He was a bald man in a tuxedo who danced real wild. Ever told you guys about my grandpa?
I vaguely remember.
No, you've never told us. Please tell me more about your grandpa.
Just a real slender man, terrifying to behold. We used to call him Crazy Legs. He always danced to the same song, but I can't recall quite how it goes.
Yeah, you know what? I do remember him. I met him once, and I thought, he looks like an old man, but I don't think he's an old man.
Yeah, he liked to party. He liked to party.
I remember when I met him, I'm like, oh, I hate this. And yet later I was like, maybe I like it. Maybe I like that guy.
6 flagons.
Yes, 6 flagons. 6 flagons right here.
There you go.
Ooh.
There's one for you, Spintax. Arnie.
Oh, thank you.
Chunt.
And one for the chicken.
One for the chicken. 2 for myself.
Which, Spintax, we never learned. What's this chicken's name?
Oh, his name is Cluck-U.
Cluck-U.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy.
I mean, I guess. He doesn't talk. He's not a magic chicken. He's just green.
Oh, I think I was confused when he shot out a middle-fingered hand.
Oh, that was me. I put that in there before I left.
You put it in there?
Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah, just in case.
You want one?
It's like putting a pinata back together.
I'll give one to each of you. If you'd like. Kalazar Ipsule, Kalazar Ipsule, Kalazar Ipsule. Check your butts, boys.
Oh, there.
Ooh, time out. I just saw the spread over there. Look at that rack of ribs.
Ooh. I'm hungry for a rack of ribs.
Race you to it.
Yes, here we go.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Jamilus.
Hey, what's up?
Hello, Arnie. Hello, Chunt. Spintax.
Not right.
I've never seen French kissing and barfing happen at the same time.
Well, I'm somewhat like a bird. I like to regurgitate my innards to people I love.
And I'm a nasty freak.
I'm just here, you know, making this wonderful feast for everybody. You know, I'm supposed to conjure up a couple of spreads. Go ahead and take whatever you want. Make some more if you need some. You know.
Thank you. Looks delicious.
The master of feast and famine at his best. Bringing a feast here for the wizards to enjoy. How I am so proud of thee and glad to have thee amongst mine friends.
Oh, yeah, always, always, man. Come to the barbecue, you know, maybe kind of a barbecue slash picnic slash, you know, wizards gathering, you know what I mean?
I roasted some baby penguins. They'll be coming out on spit soon. I didn't want to just leave all of it to Jamelius. He is so incredibly talented. But for me, I like to vary the diet. I want to appeal to all tastes, except for Usador.
So it was a potluck thing?
Spintax, come over here and French kiss me. Stick your three tongues down my throat again.
That third tongue did not come from where I expected it to.
And Arnie, I should mention, in Foon, we have a thing called French kissing. It's when a friend and a wench tongue each other.
You can also have a Greek miss. It's like whenever you take a person and then you almost connect. But then you end up like setting each other on fire. Mm.
Oh. And then there's also a Clevelandia steamer. Mm-hmm. That's when you go into a dry sauna with a friend and you take a shit.
Oh, yeah.
Much cooler than docking, you know what I mean?
For sure. Absolutely. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh,
I love the music of docking.
Such a lute player. Just crazy on the lute, you know? Mm-hmm. Up and down that fingerboard. My goodness.
So good.
We also have a thing called fingerboarding. Mm-hmm. It's when somebody puts a bag over somebody else's head and puts their fingers on top of their forehead, and it makes them feel like they're having sex.
Okay.
Ani, what other sex things do you want to know about?
I mean, here's the thing. When it comes to sex, I don't know what I don't know, if you know what I mean.
You know what, guys? I might circle around a little bit.
What milk?
See who else is around.
Spintax, we just got it. Look, I was just going to say, Spintax, Genlevia, Jamilis, and I will include Usador in that. You're like my favorite wizards. I just want to hang out and catch up with you. You know, I know there are so many wizards here, but let's make a pact not to talk to any other wizards, at least for the next hour.
Why would we commit to this conversation for an hour? I mean, it can't go up from here, and it's really at about a two right now.
I don't mind hanging out with Usador, you know. Usador's my, you know, he's my, you know, my captain, my general, you know. So I gotta do whatever he's doing, you know, at least for, a good 3 to 4 quarters.
Why don't you just dock him while you're at it, Jamilius? My goodness.
Look. I happen to care about the people that care about me. You know what I mean? I look out for mines. You know what I mean?
Well, I like to care about the people who care about me, but they don't care about me when they're not meeting me on the astral plane all the time, and therefore I have to make out with everybody they know just to make them jealous, and they're not even doing anything right now about it.
But I couldn't do it. I couldn't go to that astral plane. You see, I have a very important mission now. I have to protect Ani. That's what I came here to the Great Hall to tell
Ani?
All of you.
Is that a new woman in your life? Come here.
No.
Jamilius, come here. Here's my tongue.
No, Ani. Arnold, Kneecap, the Earth human that we all tolerate. He may be the most important person in all of the world.
I may be the most important person in Foon. I just wanted to reiterate that.
Yeah,
and my belly button might be literally the start of humanity.
Yeah, that's probably right.
That even makes sense.
No, that's probably right.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I heard that was the truth. Yeah,
exactly.
That's why we celebrate Lent.
That's Lent, exactly.
40 days of Lent.
Three comes from there as well.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We had been looking for these artifacts that the Dark Lord wanted so he could prevent the true death. And one of those artifacts is inside Arnie's head.
Crack it open.
Break it open. Everybody. Let's do a pinata thing. Just use his head. Come here. Look.
Wait.
There's not candy in my head. Trust me, I've asked experts.
I thought the same thing at first. All I wanted to do was to get my grubby little fingers inside his head. But then I realized it would kill him. Mm-hmm. And he's my friend.
Yeah.
So I swore an oath to protect him at all costs.
It's great. It's really great. That's totally worth dumping me for months on end.
Thank you.
Can we just not? I mean, there has to be. What is in there? How do you even know what's in there?
Well, I tried looking. You know, I could see inside everybody's minds for a good 5 minutes when I did my diamond spell, and I couldn't look in his mind. It was ridiculous.
Mm. It's like there's nothing in there.
It was like just a steel trap.
Yeah.
Well, could we tray pad him? You know, just cut a little hole in the top and just peer around. Mm.
Be warned, though, Arnie. If that hole does happen, all the demons that you're trying to keep in your head will get out.
Oh.
We may get the artifact, but you'll lose all your head demons.
My head demons. Maybe that's what makes me so talented.
No.
Look, Chunt and Arnie came here with me today because we wanted to bring our minds together and our great powers so that we could finally come up with a plan to defeat the Dark Lord. So, what have you been doing? What are you working on?
I've been working on making all new children born titans.
Oh.
Multi-armed titans. And they will burst forth from the wombs of every female on this planet, killing all of them instantly, but then trampling the rest of all species with their large legs.
Oh.
It's a work in progress.
Am I understanding correctly? It sounds like that would kill all the women and all the animals. Is that the
hold
plan?
Hold on. There are no bad ideas here. There are no bad ideas. I love this. Imagine there were a race of titans so large and so multi-limbed that they could then take on all the forces of evil. I love it. Let's spitball here.
Yeah. And maybe that could be, you know, different kinds of, you know, titans, you know, like they could have like, you know, one could be like a giant monkey beast. Mm. Yeah, another one could like, you know, have like an outer shell that's like super hard. You know, one could like produce steam from its body.
I like that. One could be from the depths of the sea, yep. And then they could maybe fight that turtle person, and then they could spin toward each other. And, you know, it would look like people were inside them walking very awkwardly. And then, rawr! It would be quite the spectacle, would it not?
I know I'm just a shapeshifter and not a wizard, everyone, but what you're describing sounds like teenagers and not babies.
Well, they get there eventually. Somebody just have to change the diaper of 10 million titans until they're about 15 years old. What's the problem with that? The excrement would be phenomenal, and we might be able to grow some berries.
I don't know about the smell when those teen titans go, you know what I mean, in their diapers.
All right, somebody else throw something else out. I'm going to eat an oof d'oeuvre.
Well, you know, I'm trying to come up with the ultimate spell. That it doesn't seem like a spell, but it's like almost like a recipe, you know? Mm-hmm. And when you say it, you know, people don't understand what exactly you're cooking up, you know? But you know you're cooking, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And when you cook it and you take it, you know, it like, it gets your mind right, you know what I mean? Mm. But then like, everybody's like, you know, what are you actually saying? Like what, like you chirping all the time, you know, to kind of hide what exactly you're trying to make, what you're mixing up, but you mix it and you mix it and you mix it and you mix it, you know? And then at the end, you know, you just wind up, I call it the ultimate spell trap. So it's like a trap spell.
You're so brilliant. I love this idea.
And this trap spell would contain the Dark Lord?
Absolutely. When he gets inside of it, you know, it kind of just puts him into a weird place where he can't get out. You know, he's stuck inside of this one space, not knowing what time and space is.
Oh, like an escape jewel.
Like an escape jewel, except it's, you know, if you get caught with it, you know, you might get, you know, put in jail. You know, disproportionately than other people, you know. But, you know, you still want to get put in jail if you happen to have it, depending on how much you got on you.
Just for the sake of argument, can these trap jewels be used recreationally?
Yeah, you can, but it sometimes leads to other spells, you know what I mean?
Oh,
yeah.
I see. Like, what are some of the more dangerous? I'm assuming more dangerous, but what kind of spells can it lead to?
I mean, you can get wound up in some, you know, real... You know, oids, you know, them oids are real hard. You know what I mean?
Oh, the oids. My God.
Yeah,
if you get
man.
In one of those oids, forget getting out and forget having smooth skin afterwards. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
As a general rule, I avoid the oids.
Yeah. You got to hem. Hem those oids, you know? Hem them.
Oids, eh?
So, Anna, you generally avoid the oids, but if you don't avoid an oid, is that... set off some sort of domino effect?
Yeah. Oh, and could lead to the worst thing of all.
Which is?
Eating dominoes.
Oh, no.
Oh.
I have news for you from Earth, Arnie.
Yeah?
Domino's has reformulated their pizzas.
What?
They're amazing now.
Wait,
what?
They're really good.
How dare you?
Spin tax.
It's the truth. The owner of the company went on TV and he said, our pizzas are shit and we're going to make better pizzas, and they did it. They made a pledge.
Spintax, I am tired of you proleticizing for this domino cult that you're trying to franchise here. It's ridiculous, this mythology of the better crust, the thicker cheese. I told you I didn't want to hear any more about it.
It's not a cult. It's just a collective of people that have the same values.
Listen, Spintax, you have to use your hands to make food. Something's wrong with it.
That's a good point.
I just want to go on the record and say I agree with Jamilis. If your pizza isn't brain-tossed crust, I don't want to eat it.
Mm-hmm. See, there's a franchise opportunity. Can I get in on that?
There absolutely is. Yes.
Yeah, let's talk later.
Yeah,
let's talk.
Of course.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, hey, look. Oh, Arnie. I just saw the saddest thing in the world.
What?
Over by the coats, is Can. We'll never hear from him, to be sure, but he's so lonely.
Why is he standing over by those coats?
I don't see a lanyard around his neck.
Everyone, let's conjure some more coats to cover him up. Eroth, Tarol, Kaha.
Benef, Dikal! Ray, la, la,
Well, he just got crushed by 8,000 pounds of coats of armor.
Oh, that's too bad.
You can just barely hear me in this episode.
Oh, no. We should have, you know what we should have? We should have Eunice, the Ekru, come and maybe knit him a shroud or something. He can't die under there. I'm afraid that he might get a little chilly. She's very into macrame lately. Oh, boy. And she loves to tell you about it.
Oh.
So she might be able to come over here and conjure up something.
Oh, I think she could, but I think she's on the rafting trip today. At least when I talked to her earlier.
Why were you talking to her? Why were you talking? Usador, I think we have to talk. We have to talk. I have literally had intercourse with everybody here at this party, and you still have not asked me how I am, at the very least. You could ask me during tantric yoga, during any of the activities we had this weekend, anything. And yet, you have no... It's complete apathy. I literally I will put my tongue up of all of Spintax's 18 buttholes. And yet, you don't even seem to care. Watch.
Go, go, go! I lost count, but I am satisfied.
This is the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life.
You just seem so busy. I thought you were having a good time, and I was trying to give you your space, because I know you don't like to be define things or to be held in a box, you know. I just try to respect your time and your space, and it seemed like you were busy, so that's...
Your respect is disrespectful.
Oh.
I could have used some help with the cage dancers. I locked all those gnomes in the cages. They're about to come down. We're going to burn them to death. And it's such a very nice... it's going to be such a nice display of just revelry and laughter and... You know, it would have been nice for you to even be there to observe my, I don't know, my performance and all my planning and, I don't know, just to maybe a little cuddle.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Here, here, let me conjure for you a perfect tulip.
This is really beautiful.
You're welcome.
It looks like my tulips upstairs and downstairs.
That's a fucking three-lip, Arnie. It's not perfect, it's a three-lip.
It's adequate. I mean, I haven't looked downstairs lately. I really don't shave down there anymore. You know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't think anyone else knows that, but I just told you.
I think we all know.
Clearly everybody here knows that now. Yeah, okay.
Right.
Yeah, we can see the landing strip even through your robes.
Wow, oh, really? Well, that's what I get for wearing a see-through white robe and having such dark, curly, bush-like pubic hair. You know, sometimes I shave it into the shape of a badger just to make Usador go, when he comes and visits me.
Usador, you never tell me about that, you jealous ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like a moment I should share with my friends. But, you know, if you'd like me to, Chinlevia, I'd be happy to tell all my friends about our sexual exploits.
Oh my goodness, when you popped all those popcorns everywhere on me, and then the salami and the bologna, goodness, yes. That was something else.
Oh, and then I let the butter warm up to room temperature before I mixed it with the sugar so that it could form a consistent paste.
Oh my God, and then the snow cone in the bottom of my ear was so goose pimply, and I couldn't bear it, the sweetness of the... of the lime crush underneath my ear just dripping down.
Spintax, Jamilius, Chunt, come with me. Well, they seem a little preoccupied.
Are we going to go get high?
Sure.
Yeah. Arnie, what do you get? Although, I don't know what you got I'm ready for.
Arnie, you can still get pregnant from preoccupied.
I actually was kind of excited hearing that story, you know. I love the fact that she's just natural, you know what I mean? Don't let the man keep you down, you know what I mean? Keep it curly. You know, let it grow out.
7 jalapenos!
Okay, we're done. He popped my jalapeno poppers. We are so popped right now.
Popped off.
Chun and I have a theory that Genlevia and Usador don't actually understand what sex is. And I guess I'm wondering, is that an all wizard? This is a really awkward question to ask now that I'm halfway through it. So Spintax and Jamilius, do you know what sex is?
Oh, yeah, I get down, man. I get down all the time.
Of course.
Okay.
I have it a lot. I have it with specifically with couples.
Okay. Right before you said that, I was going to say this is like a conversation I had all the time in junior high, but that last part, not so much.
Yeah, and I'm just open to all people. You know, I don't like the frat relationships, you know what I mean? Yeah, I like being trapped inside a structure. You know?
I specifically am attracted to other people's relationships.
Jim Ellison, even last time we talked to you, I think you were interested in some crabs.
Yeah, yeah, I get down with some crustaceans, you know, I can do everybody, you know what I mean? I don't really like the container, you know, it's more what's on the inside. That's what I'm all about, you know? Got to crack that open, get up in there, get them juices.
Great, now I want pan-tossed pizza.
But, you know, like, sometimes wizards can connect on this different level, mm-hmm. you know? Where, like, anything can become an exchange of power, of connection. It's almost like the wizards' bodies be talking to each other, you know? Mm-hmm. And, you know, and in the end, you know, when your body calls, you know, you got to make sure that you hear it. Because, you know, because ain't nothing wrong when you, you know, let that body, you know, tell you what to do. So we kind of refer to it as the push and pull. Really get in there, you know, you got to push it. Uh-huh. And you got to push it real good, you know, when you get okay. in there, you know.
Push and pull is the instructions I give the couples I have sex with.
So how, I hate that I'm asking this. Walk me through this a little bit. Like,
you
tell us what some of these
it.
Instructions.
Hello, we're back. We're back. He pulled my linguine so far. It just bounced right back. I mean, just so far.
El
it's like
dente.
I was taffy. It was taffy linguine. Oh, I'd hate to give all the details, but it was stretched.
If it's stuck to the wall, you know it's done.
It's exactly, Spinny.
John, is it possible that we don't know what sex is?
I don't know, man.
Or maybe your concept of sex is just too limited, you know?
I'm very willing to believe that's true.
Oh, Ani, we had such a wonderful time, but I fear that Genevieve and I need a short break so that we can recover and come back, ready to speak of the ways we can defeat the forces of evil. Is it all right if we take a quick break?
Usador, this is your show. This is the wizard thing. I tried to make it a 6th anniversary thing, but the second half, all wizards all the time. What do you think?
Well, I thought last week was my show and all wizards all the time, but
all right. No, last week was Oops, All Wizards. This is All Wizards All the Time.
Oh, okay. All right.
Is next week I Can't Believe It's All Wizards?
Oh, look, Arnie. The chicken is walking up to the microphone. I think it wants to take us to break.
I'm willing to believe that's what it's saying.
Now that we are back, we shall begin the Wizard's Council in earnest. Here low on Hello from the Magic Tavern, hear now the convergence of the greatest wizards of our age. Here brought together so that they may overcome the forces of evil in all of their greatness. I, Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas, known to the elves as Fiangalak, known to the dwarves as Zonin and Hookstenges, and known in the northeast as Gasmanius Maystar, I hereby pledge mine staff and my obsidian sword, Usador's hand, to defeating all forms of evil. Even for the bakers who know me as Biscuit Meniscus. Even for the gamblers of Choroth who know me as Johann Sebastian Bacharach. And even for the vampires who know me as Anthony Dawnwalker.
That was
John,
very...
No, you don't have to.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry.
Someone else is going to...
Has it gotten longer? It's gotten longer.
I just had this impulse, Arnie. And when he said my staff, I wanted to be like, and my axe, but I don't have an axe anymore. I have this limp piece of, what is it, wheat? I can't remember.
Yeah, I know. We're like observers here. We're outsiders. Yeah. I tend to like to err on the side of doing too little than accidentally doing too much.
Oh, Jamilus is going.
Oh.
Yeah, I wanted to clear myself. Jamilus Washington, you know, bringer of feast and famine, master of the great plantation, Shadow of the Triangle Trade Winds. The dwarves know me as Dat Du. You know, elves know me as Always Holden. The vampires know me as my queen to be. The tree folk know me as skirt, whoop, whoop, chirp. And as always, known the far south as Boy. I want to make sure that everybody knows that I pledge my spell book, my diamond spells, my gold spells, my platinum spells, my inside out wizard robes. Always to make sure that we don't get just 3 championships. We do that 3 more times for a three-peat, three-peat, three-peat. Always slamming, always taking to the hole, always making sure that we always slamming down the Dark Lord. Make sure that he always knows who who's gun this house it is. Whose house? Wizard's house. Whose house?
Wizard's house. House! Oh, Jamilius, you are so rousing in all areas. Really beautiful.
That was great. Well, Jamilius, what was that sound? It was like, big wah, wah, quick wah. Well, can you do that again?
Skirt.
Whoop, chirp.
You, sir, can you record that so anytime we lock up our horses, it makes that sound?
Scoop, whoop, chirp.
Yeah, like we just press a button and it locks up our horses with that sound?
Yeah, no problem. Got it.
That reminds me, Chun, did we lock up Bunker Johnson and Flaunt?
It's the middle of protocol.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yes, we'll just pretend we're not here.
I am Jin Livia, wizard of the sixth realm of Ephesius, mistress of nature and nurture, reviver of the springs of Goonmarket, seer of the prophecies of the Tenzid Mists, keeper of the sacred tome of Daythral, and two-time Wizard Choice Award nominee. The elves know me as Paramensor III. The vampires know me as Beyonce Bloodlust. The tree folk know me as Opal Vine Witch, and upon the Isle of Migas, I am known as Ukosta Sabita. Ask me of my other names, I shall gladly show you. But I don't want to take up valuable airtime. I have other names, I have them. I have them! Someone called me Lady earlier, and I don't know who that was. I have other names. Just shut up about it, I'll get more.
Usador. Remember a month or so back when you were thinking about maybe giving one of your secret names to Jin Livia? Yeah, and man. We kind of tried to talk you out of it because it seemed a little weird to like, hey, I'm a man, let me give you my name.
Yeah.
But she is saying...
It's a bad idea.
She's kind of suggesting she doesn't have as many names as she would like, and you've got a lot of bullshit ones you should get rid of.
This is your moment right now, man. It's it. So we talked about. So? Get up there. Nut up, man.
But there's someone already gave her a name. That guy we kicked out, that nutty professor that called her Lady.
What are you guys talking about? You're talking about a very stage whisper. Good thing I have low-level hearing loss.
Jin Livia, yes. I offer you a gift. If you accept it, if you deny it, then no feeling shall be hurt. But mm-hmm. I do beg of thee, accept this boon from me. Wouldst thou accept one of mine secret names to expand thine own list of names?
Which one are you offering?
Well, there's so
give
many...
Give her Usador.
No, I'm not giving her Usador.
I love Usador. Actually, I would love that one. Okay, thank you so much. This is really lovely. We are joined as one, except I'm taking something from you and not giving you anything. Okay. This is wonderful. Okay.
All right.
Damn, what do we call you now? Like Derek or Jeff?
Well, you could always call me Pee-Pee-Poo. Remember Pee-Pee-Poo?
No.
Or Dale Sprinkle Sleeves?
No, it's going to be Derek.
No.
Oh, wait,
Derek.
Wait, I can't take Usador. What will I scream out loud when we are intercoursing with Flan and all sorts of profiteroles when you're popping them inside me everywhere, up and down? What will I scream out? Yeah, I know.
Have you considered screaming out Pee-Pee-Poo?
No, there's just doesn't.
Okay. Doesn't really, yeah.
So I gift you back, Usador. What do you have to offer?
How about Baggle Me Fingies?
Baggle Me Fingies? Who gave you that name?
I think Ani did. Or maybe Chun?
I don't want your cast-offs from your lame-ass friends. No offense.
Okay, well, the Rainbow Sprites know me as Cyan Mancer Thundercrust.
Rainbow Sprites? Mm-hmm. Nah, I think I killed all their children last week. It was a special neck cream I needed. So I don't know if the genocide of their next generation would be really appropriate.
So Usador, while you think about this, I feel like Spintax has been clearing his throat for
the last time.
Sorry, Spintax. I'm so sorry.
And tapping my foot. Yes. Is this done yet? I'm ready to go. Now, fair warning, my time on Earth has changed me, and I've been workshopping a new intro.
Oh no.
Here we go. Who's the green magic boon that's a hex machine to all of Foon? Spintax! That's damn right. Who's the shaman that lets you pay on an installment plan? Spintax! I command thee to dig it! Who's the mage who's been to Earth, had the only podcast which no merch? Spintax! Right on! Spintax is one bad mother and father. I better shut my mouth. Lives in a multifaceted gem and lets nobody in but his lovers. John Spintax. Ba-da-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-da-ba. Ba-da-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-da-ba. That's me.
That was incredible.
Yeah.
Wow. Thanks, I made that up all on my own.
God.
Wow, Arnie, Earth Wizard introductions are so much more catchy.
Yeah.
There's like a rhythm to them.
I'm going to give you a butthole workaround for that one. That was wonderful. Get ready.
Yeah, he earned it.
That was amazing, Spectat.
Wow.
Incredible. Ooh, yeah, they get in there. Ooh, that was...
Ooh, she went in the other direction this time. I loved it. Thanks, Jalevia.
Anybody else see those little gophers in his butthole pop out every once in a while?
Yeah, you got to knock them down. She's knocking them down.
Yeah, grab a mallet. Everybody join
in. It's a fun game. It's a fun game, really.
Whack-a-hole.
Well, now that all of the wizards in the room have announced
themselves. Hold on.
Yeah.
Let me grab the mic for a second. Sorry. I'll be right back. Shut your... Hey, Can. Sorry, we can't start the... Okay. Funny. We can't start the council until you've done your intro.
If you can do it.
All right. Thanks. Okay. Everyone's accounted for. Sorry, guys. I'm back. Here you go.
Now that everyone has announced themselves, it is time.
Oh, and I'm Arnie.
Wizards. All the wizards have announced themselves.
Sorry, I'm sorry. Oh, fuck. I'm sorry.
It is a time that
pretend
we commit...
I'm not here.
Yeah, I was.
Okay.
It is a time.
And also Chunt.
Yeah.
Pretend Chunt. I mean, I don't want to speak for you, Chunt, but
hello.
Are you okay? With... Is it okay if they pretend you're not here, too?
Yeah, that's fine. Oh, you're talking to
okay.
me?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay. Now that all the wizards have announced themselves, and the Earth humans and
Usador, are you mad at me? Usador, are you mad at us? Because I hope we're not. I just want to say, I hope we're. I'm just go.
Yeah.
Just,
we're, I hope we're not embarrassing.
Yeah.
I thought
no,
that
I
was like.
This. We're good.
I thought I was going to fix it, but I think
let's
I made it worse.
Do an icebreaker.
Oh.
Here's what we'll do.
Let's do an icebreaker. I love that.
Here's what we'll do. We're going to come up with a plan organically to defeat the Dark Lord one word at a time. So, starting with Jamilus, and then Usador, and then Jinlevia, and then Spintax, we'll just keep going in that order, one word at a time, coming up with an idea organically. And don't overthink it, this should be fun.
What? What kind of bullshit is this?
That's more than one word.
How about I take a talking stick, and I just beat you to death with it, small rodent?
If that's a talking stick, it might be a shapeshifter.
Oh, okay. All right, I'm in.
All right, all right.
All right, we
destroy
elves
tomorrow
and create
buttholes
later.
So we
can
what?
Shut up.
And scene. Great job, everyone. Great. Now the ice is broken. Now, Usador, you were saying.
Now that all the wizards have gathered and announced their intent, now we must commit ourselves to a plan where we can combine our forces. I am here to tell you that not only do I have this artifact, but I may have the last remnants of obsidian in all of
Food. What? What?
Whoa. You brought
what?
Obsidian here?
How would you put obsidian here? That is
would
our
you
only...
Do that, man?
This sword is called...
Obsidian,
this sword is made of obsidian.
Oh.
It was in my friend Ani for a while.
You but just then cut I got my it finger off.
No,
oh,
shit.
Sorry.
And that's
sorry.
Not going to come back,
it's
right?
It's cauterized. It's not regrowing.
Okay. I'll just put it back very carefully.
That's my nose-picking finger. Put that away.
Oh, man. Man, you're fucked up now, man.
Does this mean for all of time when we see Jinlevia again, she's going to have lots of boogers up those nose because she can't do anything
could be.
About it?
I'm just going to take the cut-off finger and I'll use that to scrape them out, okay? I'm putting it in my pocket, but you better not
worse.
Bring that sword out again.
I'm so sorry. But my sword, Usador's hand, is the very thing we need to kill the Dark Lord. He doesn't have any obsidian at all. For most of he's been destroying it so that we can't kill him. But I managed to hold on to some.
How did you get that obsidian? How are you able to even carry it around without just impaling yourself and
yourself? Well, it's here in a special scabbard that we forged for it. And, you know, a few months ago, Dripfang, the necromancer, stabbed Arnie with the sword and was trapped inside of Arnie for a while. Mm-hmm. Arnie almost died. But then somehow when we went back in time to the 1980s and to the planet Earth and lived there for a short time, when we came back, the sword was just gone.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, gone from Arnie and it was just laying there on the ground.
Yeah.
That's convenient.
It's a horrible story.
And sorry, I don't mean to, I don't want to disrupt this at all, but I have, you know, Usur has a sword made of obsidian. I have a dagger made of ethereum. Now, what I'm doing right now is I'm taking investors. If anybody wants to invest in this dagger of ethereum, I think you're going to be happy in the future. Now, what is a dagger of ethereum, you're asking?
Yes, I am.
Let me tell you. Now, you know how regular daggers, you know, you stab and they break. A dagger of ethereum, you don't really see it, right? So you see I'm just holding a hilt with no blade, right? So you don't really see it, but, you know, if you want to kill someone, it's kind of a transaction that doesn't really, you know, it's volatile. It's a very volatile blade. But
Wizards, put all your money on the table. Here. Here's all my money.
All right. I have 52 gold pieces.
Okay, thank you. Anybody
else? Spintax, you in on this?
I don't want to part with my gold.
I'm telling you, this is safer. This is safer than gold. It could 10x in the next week. Who knows?
10x? I'm in. Here's my infinity gold.
Don't show off, Spintax.
I'm not ashamed to be rich.
What about that money you brought back from Earth with that individual with the monocle and the top hat? I thought those were even more valuable than gold.
Yeah, well, you bought it, you buy it. You get to keep that money.
Oh, well, all right, I bought it. So I'll put down $400, these bright, bright yellow dollars.
Oh.
There are 500 on each of them. See the monocle individual?
Wow.
This is very precious.
And speaking of Spintax, like Jin Levy is saying, I don't know if this is true or not, sir, but I heard a rumor that you went to jail, directly to jail.
I was just visiting. That's allowed.
Oh, sorry. This is a terrible community. I'm sorry.
That's all right. It's in a terrible neighborhood.
Was this before or after you won that beauty pageant?
I did win it, and you know what I got?
What?
$15.
$15? That's it?
Yeah, for a beauty contest. And then when I was elected president of the board, I had to pay everybody $5.
Strange world, that Earth.
They have so many rules. I'm back to the matter at hand. Usador, I demand you destroy that obsidian sword right now.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, he would no sooner destroy that obsidian sword than we'd ask you, Spintax, to destroy that little metal dog that's been on your shoulder.
I don't care about this fucking thing. Kalos on its way.
Or that little metal hat you've been wearing that you aren't pulling off.
This was given to me as a gift.
He's not getting rid of the iron, that's for sure. It impresses my special fairy, fairy dust veil beautifully.
Now, I don't think it would be wise to destroy the sword just at this juncture, because then we're giving the Dark Lord exactly what he wants. For then he also can't be killed. Yes, we are in danger while this sword is here, and yes, I am probably the least responsible person to be holding it.
And yes, it's a little weird to bring a weapon into this event, like it's the only thing that
everybody. Oh, no, we all brought weapons.
Oh, what?
Oh, of course. I have a cannon that could kill everybody in a second. I could incinerate this whole place.
And I have my dagger of ethereum. Oh, shit. All the money's gone. We lost it. Sorry, guys.
Already? My God.
You win some, you lose some.
Listen, I don't understand the logic here, Usador. Huh? You come in here with your sword and your special artifact inside your dim bulb friend's brain.
That's right.
And then you say, oh, what's the plan? Well, you clearly have the plan. You have all the tools. Are you just here to gloat? Or do you actually want us to do anything?
I do. My plan is that all of the wizards work together to form a distraction. The three of you can lead massive armies, bring together groups of adventurers, and attack the Dark Lord straight on. Meanwhile, the three of us will sneak around, unseen by him. This shall be so distracted by your onslaught that I will be able to get close enough to him with the sword. See, the problem is I can't get close enough to him. Every time I try to disapparate and appear where he is, his whole castle disappears and reappears somewhere else.
So we essentially should be your red robes. So we'll all put red robes on, and we'll go and we'll attack in an infantilely stupid manner while you actually go do the real work. Is that the plan here?
Well, that was just my idea. That's why I wanted to spitball it. I want to hear what everyone else wants to do.
And Usador, if the three of y'all go around, you know, you're going to wind up... It's not going to be as good as you think it's going to be. You're going to wind up, like, running out of food and, like, fighting each other. And, like, one of you probably wind up getting attacked by a giant spider. Mm-hmm. You turn around and maybe try and leave. And then in the end, it's going to be like, why'd you try and walk all the way up there? You just got there, you know, fly up there. You know what I mean?
Also, I can guarantee that my doubt is so great in the three of you that I would turn my armies on Genlevia and Jamilis and align myself with the Dark Lord in order to come out ahead.
What?
Well, that's a very short-term way of thinking. And Jamilius, yes, I've seen Chunt speaking to himself in a pool of water, reflecting water, and having arguments with himself. But that doesn't mean that he's necessarily going to turn on us.
They don't know about you.
Yes, I'm your extra butthole.
Shh, butthole, be quiet. You've been hidden in my fur for so...
No, we must show them the butthole.
No.
All right, so you don't want to help. I hear what you're saying. If you don't want to help, that's fine. I have other friends. I have those gnomes I paid for. Can, get over here. We'll show them.
Don't you dare.
Oh, don't I dare.
I am Canificent Dewspring, master of space and time.
Oh, he already started saying his name.
Constable of the Canfuls. The giants did know me as Kandel Roy. The giants do know me as... Can I get a what?
Somebody want to drink while he's doing this?
The giants will know me as Canalingus, if you know what I mean.
We know you as Can You Shut the Fuck Up?
Murderer!
Nice one, Chunt.
All right.
Yes, Can, you insufferable imbecile. Will you join mine quest to defeat the Dark Lord?
I'm a little busy with the Can Force right now.
Fuck off. Get back under the coast.
Fuck you off.
Fuck you
off. Fuck you off. Wait, I want to hear what that means. Oh.
Suckers get sucked.
That's the second time I've heard that in this month.
Well, this is a total bust. I thought I was going to come in here with this information and you guys would, rally
what
around
information?
Me.
What information? You ignore me. You come in with a plan that makes you the hero and us the idiots. And there's nothing in it for us. You didn't even give me one of your names.
Well, Genlevia, do you want to be Stinklefeather Whizzlebeard?
No.
How about Papa Mache?
Tempting.
Dick Bisque?
Dick Bisque?
Yeah?
All right. You're just making things up at this point.
Goddesses, I wish I was.
Oh. Well, we should take a vote. I'm sorry to be just putting myself in the fore here, but Jamilius and Spintax, what do you think about this plan?
I think, personally, you didn't consult us, right? We could come up with a three-point plan, but in the end, you got a one-point plan. And you have to have three. You taught me that. You're Phileas Jacksonius, man. You got to have 3 points to every plan.
You're right.
Yes, we need a pyramid scheme!
So what I'm hearing is the best plan we've come up with yet is kill the elves today and create more buttholes tomorrow.
I think it was kill the elves tomorrow was the plan.
Oh, and create more buttholes today.
Mm-hmm.
I have also a plan to defeat the Dark Lord.
Wonderful. Let's hear it.
The four of us wizards unite. I will lead us through the Mirror Realms to the Dark Lord's stronghold, where we will disengage from the Mirror Realms and be in his presence. Right? You'll bring the obsidian sword, and then you'll be able to attack him. But right when we get there, we'll find out I'm the Dark Lord. How about that? That'll be a good twist, right? And then you'll be like, oh no, you're my old friend. How could you be the Dark Lord? That doesn't make sense. And then we can take some time away to sort of figure out how I was the Dark Lord the whole time.
Have you been scrolling on Wattpad lately, Spintax? My goodness.
I think this is solid. I think this is a good plan.
Wait, Spintax, are you trying to tell us you are the Dark Lord?
No, I'm pitching it. I'm pitching maybe I'm the Dark Lord.
Okay.
It's like his own personal fan fiction.
You can't, Spintax, you can't just say you're somebody else. Like, you can't say, like, I could say a crazy thing like, I'm Can. Like, that doesn't mean that that's true.
The fuck I can't. I say who I am all the time.
Yeah, so do I. What's your point, Ani?
Oh.
There's a good chance I am the Dark Lord. It's a good chance any one of us is the Dark Lord.
We've all thought it.
To be the Dark Lord.
Should we stack rank at the likelihood of each of us being the Dark Lord?
I think it's Chunt. I would put forth Chunt as the most probable.
Chunt's my number one.
Well, hold on. Let's take a vote. If you think I'm the Dark Lord, raise your hand. If you don't, leave your hand down.
Well, I'm missing a finger, but I am holding my hand up. Just letting you know.
God, it has to be a full hand. I'm so sorry.
God damn it. I have another hand. Okay.
Okay, so I stay alive. Okay, let's accuse someone else. Okay, I think Jamilis is the Dark Lord.
Well, why don't you say it's me?
I'm just throwing. That's how the game's played. We just throw out accusations.
I purposely fight against the Dark Lord because I don't want to give a bad name to all dark people.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, that's rough.
Now you've made it awkward. Good job.
I was just playing the game.
Now, I still think it's Chunt. I think he's just trying to throw shade at Jamilius to get us off his scent.
All right, new pitch. What if the Dark Lord is all the wizards combined?
Oh. Oh! Like we...
What if we find that out?
We can Voltron us together? I can be the dick pot.
And this wizard council is the thing that makes the Dark Lord happen.
Oh.
That'd be, like, mind-blowingly interesting, right?
And then the fact that we don't know that we're really the Dark Lord, that'd be...
It's like a bootstrap paradox.
So I'm the right leg?
We're the MacGuffin. We together are the collective MacGuffin.
It's kind of like trying to stop it is what makes it happen. It's like that show Dark Lord. Oh, no.
What?
Oh, no.
Guys, you got to get Netflix and Foon.
And I got to get me a breakfast sandwich in my tummy. All this talk about MacGuffins.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure that there's some of the Domino's down at the bottom of the mountain.
Domino's serves breakfast in Foon.
Look, these are all great story treatments. And if we were on, you had to do like a silo pitch or something, sure. I think any of these could be made into wonderful stage productions here in Foon. But we need a real plan.
All right, let's say that we decide to make the Dark Lord change its mind by allowing ourselves to not let the Dark Lord know that they have power over us. Get everybody to band together and walk across all of Foon. And by the time we get to the Dark Lord's palace, we stand outside there and we give a lot of impassioned spells, a lot of great speeches. And in the end, the Dark Lord would have no other choice but to recognize us as people who deserve to be not under his power.
I flipped the channel in my mind. I just didn't want to. I was not interested in that one.
Ooh, how about this? What if we all almost defeat the Dark Lord? And that part I don't have figured out. But we're like, we 99% destroy the Dark Lord. And then just when you could kill him permanently, you're like, I can't do it. It's just not in me to be a killer like that. And then the Dark Lord says, sucker. And he pulls like a wand you didn't even know he has. And he's about to get you, and then you have to kill him, but then it's like you're allowed to because he pointed that wand at you at the last second, and then you walk away and he explodes and you don't even turn around.
Guys, the Ethereum Blade just 10x. It's now worth infinity plus one.
Oh, so
just so you know, we have a budget.
My 52 gold has turned into more. I don't exactly understand anything, but am I up?
You're up.
Oh, wonderful.
I'm sort of the same still, right?
Plus
you're,
one.
Yeah, you're this.
So go with me on that. I got one last plan. All right, it might be a little weird. Now let's say we get a bunch of the best spell throwing players, and we go up against the Dark Lord's players, and the fact that he has actually like taken over other spell players, and you know made them into like the spell stars, you know, and then we're able to like battle them in this epic battle of game that, you know, pits the entire fate of Foon on this one spell ball game.
Oh, I love that. I mean, it definitely would be exciting, but I think we'd need one ringer player on our team that could make sure that we won no matter what.
Okay, I'll play.
What?
Okay, hear me out. What about this? We all just flash backwards and we do a prequel and it's all just all of us in high school. It's, you know, it's just...
Prequels can still get you pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Cute versions of ourselves?
Yeah, Magic Tavern High. And it's just like we kind of have some of the same adventures, but we appeal a little bit more to a younger demographic.
And then the Dark Lord himself is reduced from an all-powerful dark wizard to just like a high school bully.
Or maybe the principal?
I love this idea. The only problem I see is that Genlevia is already a cute version of herself.
What? Oh, like, I'm going to wink with you of my one non-acid-burned eye, wonderful.
Oh.
I'm going to stick a mini carrot somewhere you are not expecting later.
I'm going to turn it hollandaise sauce and pour myself all over your eggs Benedict.
Oh! Later.
I know this might sound a little simplistic. Have we thought about walking up to the Dark Lord, putting the obsidian sword in his hand, grabbing his wrist, making him put the blade into his own chest and say, stop stabbing yourself, stop stabbing yourself?
Yeah, that was the first thing I tried.
Oh, sorry.
I really like that, though.
I caught him. I handed it to him. I go, stop stabbing yourself, stop stabbing yourself. And he, like, flung it back at me. Lucky it didn't get stabbed. Luckily, he didn't realize it was obsidian. And I got the hell out of there.
My idea is that we build a 7-story sculpture of Usador.
Love it.
And we hide inside it.
All right.
And we have it delivered to the Dark Lord's house.
Could we deliver it along with a pizza?
Domino's galore. And we say this is the present of fealty that the world is giving into. You rule the world now. Just take this automatic Domino's dispenser in the form of Usador the Wizard, and then we're in. And then at night, when he's eating some Domino's, we can apparate. We actually could be the pepperoni on the moon, and then we'll apparate from inside him.
Oh, the apparition's coming from inside the wizard.
Exactly.
And we burst out and we say, Domino's, motherfucker.
Exactly.
We can also fill the giant Usador statue with birds, and then late at night it will just open up and birds will fill the air. It's a nice flourish. Doesn't really do much.
Yeah. It would be visual, though. It would be very visual.
Yeah, be a great visual flourish.
Yeah, it looked great, man. It looked great.
Oh, we got an email recently from a listener on Earth who is a geologist who said that it's actually really easy to make obsidian. If you make a volcano erupt into an ocean, the lava in the water makes obsidian. So I know there's almost no obsidian in this world that can kill wizards, but thanks to Kay on Earth, we have a way we could make a lot of obsidian if we wanted to do that.
That can't be right, you igneous Ramus.
If we want to make more obsidian, I don't think we want to make more obsidian, though. At least not right now, right, everyone?
No!
No, I like being immortal, all-powerful, unchallengeable. I mean, if that were ever threatened, I would have to kill whoever's plan was that. So Kay, from wherever, just watch out, you're a dead woman.
She also says she's got a lot of obsidian in her office on Earth.
Can you want more obsidian?
What?
Shut the fuck up.
Oh, speaking of oceans, I have 11 friends that live in the ocean. Now, each one of them has a very specific skill. So what we do is one of them turns out all the candles in Foon. So there's like this light outage, right? And then, okay, let me remember.
There's one. That could be a name for me.
Shut the fuck up. Okay, and then there's one that's like...
Ken, really, just shut the fuck up, really.
There's one that's like a pickpocket. Oh, and then one is James Khan's son.
James Khan, that could be a name for me.
No, I'm talking about James Khan.
You really gotta shut the fuck up.
The local con artist in Foon, his name is James. What else? And then there's a guy who's real flexible. I got nothing.
I see we're not going to come to any sort of agreement anytime soon. Although, there's a lot of hopeful things here. Mm-hmm. I really like the giant statue idea.
Thank you so much.
I really like the path of nonviolence that Jamilius put out there. Really, the only dipshit who isn't pulling his weight is Spintax.
Oh, really? You're carrying a fucking murder weapon, man.
Yeah. Yeah, you're always carrying murder weapons. You love.
I am a murder weapon.
Do you want to get into it right now? Here.
Yeah, let's go.
Eratrakon.
Sindandalar.
Eratrakon.
Sim sim salamim.
Oh fuck! Arya, describe what's happening.
Oh, there's just mad. Oh, so much magic. Like, but there's like magic coming from Usador, but also magic coming from Spintax.
Sorry, less details. It's too confusing.
Colors.
Jamilius, somehow the two of us have to form a triangle here against Spintax.
All right, here we go.
How are two of you forming a triangle?
I don't know.
You said, Jamilius, join me in a triangle.
Jamilia, please join us.
You didn't ask me to be part of your triangle.
No,
your two-axis triangle.
Damn.
Yeah, you should ask her first, man.
I should ask her first. I fucked up.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jamilius. Thank you.
I'm gonna get you.
Stop shooting fire at me, you asshole.
No, we're still fighting.
Usador, I know maybe you don't want to hear this, but if the thing in my head is the main thing that the Dark Lord wants to make it so that he can never be killed, we can't have a plan where the three of us attack the Dark Lord. Like, buddy, I know you're really going to be disappointed that I have to tell you this. I think whatever plan it is to defeat the Dark Lord, kind of we have to sit out. Like, we should just go someplace safe and protect me, maybe keep heading to the Belleroths, and then everyone else can defeat the Dark Lord. But you're doing a really important job of keeping me safe. Like, that's an important... Right, everybody? That's an important job for you.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just want to... I want to cut your head open right now. I don't want to ever hear you talk again, and I need this artifact out. I don't even know why we're arguing over it. You're disposable. You're literally dying as I watch you.
No, hold on.
You don't matter in any way.
He's my friend. I would never let any harm fall upon him. Just as I would never let any harm fall upon thee, except for that time I cut your finger off.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up.
It's just one little thing.
Almost all of us have been cut by that sword that you're wielding around, Usador, now that I think about it.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. I'll take the sword and Ani, and we will abscond away, and you and the rest of the wizards can all continue to debate the best way to defeat the Dark Lord, and if I take no part of that glory, I'll be glad to play my small part as I do honor my duty to Arnold and make sure that he and Shanta are both safe.
What a bullshit speech you just made.
What a...
My God.
Yeah, pretty weenie. Pretty weenie.
You know what? I disagree, Jinlevia. You know, so oft I do cower to thee and list to all that you have to say, but I'm here to tell you that I have never been so committed to anything as this mission that I am on right now to protect Arnold and to make sure that that artifact does not fall into the Dark Lord's hands. And if that means crossing you, then so be it.
We are broken off!
Oh, yeah?
Come on, man.
We're over. It's over. Oh. 100% over. There will be no corn kernels, no eclairs, no kind of penitoir.
Just a little mango?
Never.
Oh. You pulled her emotional linguine too far.
You did. You snapped it in half. I'm no longer tensile. I am out of here, bitch.
Jinlevia, forgive me, but I must do what I have sworn to do.
You ruined my party!
I didn't mean to ruin the party.
Goodbye!
Whoa, she dissolved into a million grains of sugar. Oh no, I think she just dropped something. Jinlevia, wait. What? Jinlevia, you dropped all your sugar.
Oh my goodness, how is that? I have a hole in my pocket, as well as I'm missing a finger. Thank you, Chunt. I hope you don't die.
Oh, thank you.
It does suck when you get a hole in your sugar pocket.
It really is awful.
Speaking of sugar pockets, I hope you keep trimming your pubes in the shape of my face.
You know what? I am going to make it even bigger. Like, wait, let me see. Let me take a sketch right here. Okay. Now, let me get the trimmer out. It would be good if I could just model on you once, okay. And then it's kind of like a topiary, so...
Yeah.
I'm going to stay off of social media for the next couple weeks, just in case the fan artists get some ideas.
Okay, that's good. You know what? It looks so much more like you. I really appreciate that modeling.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome. Fuck my ex-boyfriend. Bye! Hey.
Oh. Listen, man, what's wrong with you, man? We talked about this, man. We had a whole plan. You were going to give the name. You were going to get back together. It was going to be great. The wizards had the best time. We're all together, man. You messed it up, man.
Jamilius, I have messed up nothing here. And though I respect you and have honored you as in this mentor-mentee relationship, I fear if you also wish to cross me, then our paths may have to fork.
Wait, you really going to turn on me?
I'm not turning on you. I'm just saying that I am committed to protecting Ani, and if everyone else doesn't get behind me on that...
You must wrong Zard right now, man.
Oh, no, am I?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Man, I thought you were a real one, man.
What? I'm a real one.
No. Look, Usador, thought you were down. But you know what? You ain't nothing but a punk.
You don't hurt my feelings, man.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Why? Why don't you love me, man? Why don't you love me?
I do love you. Jamilius, I'm so sorry.
Oh. He's running away.
Oh, no.
He's running and crying.
Wow.
So fast.
He dissolved into 100 million nachos.
Those just fell out of his pocket. Chunt, why do you stop seeing people?
Wait, Jamilius, come back.
He is short.
Well, I think I'll probably head out.
Yeah, fuck off.
A lot of drama here.
Yeah.
This isn't as fun as it used to be.
Well, it can be fun if people will just respect the fact that...
Shut the fuck up.
You know, I think I'm gonna head to Fangaria and remake it in my image or something.
You don't want to join forces with me and help defeat evil for all time?
For all time? Then what do we do?
Defeat the next evil?
Well, then we failed, didn't we?
Oh, damn.
Do you guys like having the Dark Lord always come back every once in a while because it just gives you something to do?
There's a lot of contemplation in between Dark Lords, for sure, yeah.
Is there a reason to get up in the morning?
Huh.
Well, maybe we'll see you in Fingaria.
All right, I'm just going to take this ladder straight up.
What? Wow, he dissolved into a man climbing up a ladder.
Rule of threes, Arnie. Rule of threes.
That's true.
Idiot. He left all these pizzas.
They're tax write-offs.
Damn you!
Well, Usador, pretty good wizard council.
No, not really.
I felt like with all these powerful people around, as the smallest and weakest member of the council, well, I'm not really on the council, but I'm here, I felt like I should have spoken up and been like, I'll do it. And then everyone's like, okay, and we'll protect you along the way. But I didn't want to do it.
You should be more careful with that sword, though. When we first walked into the wizard council, you did accidentally permanently kill that one wizard. I can't remember his name.
Telefeast the White? Yeah, I never liked that guy.
But he's dead.
Yeah, I mean, sure. What was he going to do?
Yeah, I guess that's true.
I mean, what do you even know about him after 6 years? Name everything you know about that guy.
He's a wizard.
I defeated him in a battle a long time ago. That's everything we've established about him.
His name is Talifos.
Telefeast.
Oh, okay, then I don't know his
name. Yeah,
much
you don't
about
even know his name.
Thought.
What do you think about everything, chicken?
Me too, man.
Yeah, it's pretty fucked up.
Well, we have to do something, so let's head off. We this is a total bust. We're going to take Spintax's chicken and head to the Kingdom of Belleroth.
We got a chicken.
I'm not Spintax's.
Whoa, it talks. I mean, it talked earlier and I understand chicken, but it speaks English. Well, not English, but it speaks words.
Pretty cool.
Oh, do you want to come with us?
Where are you going? I mean, sure, I got nothing. You guys want to go get high?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that.
Telefeast the White, gone too soon, never able to participate in this podcast again. Is it wrong to be a little bit jealous of that guy? You've been listening to the 6th year, expletive-laden anniversary of Hello from the Magic Tavern, rescued by Guest Stars Edition. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Jamilius the Mauve was played by Anthony LeBlanc. Spintax the Green was played by Charlie McCracken. You can see Charlie in all 3 seasons of AP Bio, streaming on Peacock, with season 4 coming later this year. Jinlevia the Red was played by Felicia Day. Felicia recently narrated a new lit RPG book called Rule of Cool, available on Audible. She also streams on Twitch multiple times a week, on twitch.tv/Felicia Day. She is also a New York Times best-selling author of 2 books, both available at FeliciaDayBook.com. And for some reason, she chose to spend time with us. Can the Wizard appeared as, are we really putting this credit after Felicia? Should we leave a rusted-out hot dog cart next to the Met while we're at it? Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Earwolf producer Kimmy Lucas. This episode edited by Sage GC. Special assistance provided by Ryan DeGiorgi. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. Now, if I had my way, Can the Wizard's credit would have gone here. Or, better yet, after whatever you listen to next. And if that's the audiobook to Under the Dome, so be it. Oh well, we'll get it right by year 7, like Professor Snape. Wait, he died. The metaphor holds.